Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flaxington's here, too. Bev is a member of our Brain Trust. She's also a certified professional behavioral analyst. Say that three times real fast. And she is a hypnotherapist. That's fascinating to me. And she's also a career and business advisor. She's written many books, including the award-winning book, Understanding Other People, The Five Secrets to Human Behavior, and a new book, which is called Make Your Shift. And she's our good friend, Beverly Flaxington. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here. Always honored to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Okay, Bev, as my audience knows, I'm really on this. One of my goals this year, specifically, is to help small business owners understand that, yeah, you got to manage your business. Yeah, you got to run your business. Yeah, you got to spend time in the trenches. But you're not going to make it long term, especially in this day and time, if you don't spend some time in the role of CEO. And that includes having the vision, establishing a vision for what kind of people you want working in your company. Not just who that person is, but the kind of person you want working for you, the role that they will fill, the how they will fit in, how they need to fit into the culture of your company, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Huge issue, Jim. I teach a class called Small Business Management at a university in Boston, and I tell the students, most of them want to be entrepreneurs and run their own businesses. The number one mistake that I think that so many small business owners, entrepreneurs make is that they don't look at what are my strengths, what are my skills, what do I like to do, what are those things that are going to energize me every day, and what kinds of people do I need to bring in that will be my complement, but that will work with me from a culture perspective, values, where we're in alignment with one another.
Yeah. That's a big deal because once you spend time in the petri dish that is a small business, you realize that personalities matter. The culture it becomes what the personalities create, and you know that can either be good or it can be unproductive, or it can be bad and toxic.
Well, we have a term, and I love your idea of, you know, small business leader as CEO. I mean, we have a term, and we call it culture by design, because I think in too many cases, it's culture by default.
Right, that's right.
The leader has a certain style, they've got things they care about, they have a certain aura that they put out there, and the culture develops around that as a result of that. And I think culture by design says, I really want to think about what I want my business to be, what I want it to stand for, what kind of culture I want to have people working in here, and
what are our values, and
yes.
As you say, what do we stand for, and to include that kind of testimony, so to speak, in the interview process. What do you think?
I do. I feel that to be able to describe to the employee, this is what we care about, this is what we value here, these are the things that we consider to be our priorities, and then to get that person to share, what do they value, what do they consider to be priorities, there is nothing worse. Jim, we could probably poll your listeners and poll, you know, all the working people we know. There's nothing worse than being in an environment where you feel like you're wearing shoes that don't fit because it's just not you.
Right. Absolutely. So let's talk about some. Let's get a couple of the seven steps to hiring and retaining the right person in this segment. One of the things you say is to be clear about the success of the role. What is that? What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that, and gosh, I had an example yesterday with someone I'm currently coaching. So she holds job description. We all put the focus on writing the job description. Mm-hmm. But there is really very little clarity around, so what if, when we get to the end of the year, what kinds of things would she be doing, accountabilities would she have, ways would she be interacting with others in the organization that the person that runs that firm is going to say, wow, you were really successful and you contributed in this role. So I call it a little bit of, what does success look like? What are those critical factors for success that we're going to be able to look at the end of the year, whether they're quantitative or qualitative, and say that was a successful year? I think we put too much emphasis, a few people even write the job description, right, Jim? But we put too much emphasis just on creating this static job description that doesn't really say what's the contribution you need from this person.
Well, it's two-dimensional, but what this person is going to get the most out of and what the company is going to benefit from is their three-dimensional behavior.
Yeah, exactly. And who are the stakeholders? You know, who else do you need to be interacting with in this role? You know, let's talk with them. How is it going? So really being able to, I often will call it, Jim, painting a picture, but really painting a picture for what does success look like? What do we need from the role? And making sure that that's the contribution that that employee wants to make, that they're not just reading a job description and saying, yeah, that sounds like a fun job to do, but that they really get what that contribution looks like to that company. And don't you think people want to feel as though what they're doing makes a difference somehow?
Well, see, this is one of the big opportunities that I think are missed too much with small business, with really any company, but especially small business owners and their employees, because we sometimes miss the opportunity to recognize that this person, they've come to work for you. Yeah, they want this job. Yeah, they like their job and they're doing a good job. But what's really at the heart of that is they want to be successful in their work.
And they want to be successful, and don't you think I don't want to jump to one of the other points, but I'm such a proponent of, you know, giving people ongoing feedback so that I talk with so many hundreds of people, Jim, who are sitting on pins and needles because they're about to have their review, and they don't know what's going to happen. I mean, how can it be that you get to that annual review and you have no clue?
There's no way that someone should be surprised by the results, by the review that they get, their annual review they get. Now there might be some parts of it that they might not realize, but basically they shouldn't be shocked at what happens, right?
I think, and in the small business, it's critical. You know, if I'm leading this business and I see my employee doing something that I don't want them to do,
right,
I got to give them real time feedback.
Exactly, Bev. I need your website, please.
It is thehumanbehaviorcoach.com.
Check it out. The book is called Make Your Shift. That's her new one. Quick break. Right back with Beverly Flexington. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Joey's gone to the rodeo, and you know some good old boys are ready to ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.